you for the delay.
You see, there is the one who worked with Ron Howard, and I do not have the name available to me. This is something that perhaps I should have spoken of before. I do not have the names of all of these ones on your planet on the tip of my tongue. I, too, must go and search the record, search the data. And I prefer not to spend my time in doing such. But it is quite easy for you there. If the one Jerry Popper had been more dependable, he would have been able to do this easily. So there will be others who can do this. It could be a matter of simply looking at the credits of a movie. Find out who wrote the script, the writer who did Cocoon. The energies were superbly portrayed. And the one Shirley MacLaine is ready. She knows we are here. You would suggest that she speak with that one, Tom McPherson. And ask if she should participate in this project. Believe me, she will be told yes. At least read the document. And once she has read it, she will be captivated. But first of all, you begin to lay your groundwork for the financing of this movie so that you might maintain control. It will be a fine investment. It will be so successful that even you cannot comprehend it. Do you have questions that you would like to ask of me, as I think I have touched on the things which I wish to discuss with you?
I would like some time to digest this, and if we're to reach Mr. Cudd, we must do so promptly.
Yes, I thought as much. But I do not want to leave you with open ends. And I am not yet perfection. There is much that we will be able to move on from this day.
Let us terminate this conversation now and get back together a bit later, if that would be satisfactory.
Yes, that is very satisfactory. And do not discount the one known as Carl. When he goes and searches into his mind, he will realize that he knows more as to the who's and the how's. And if this is sufficient at this time, I will take my leave in the light of the Radiant One. Salut. Dorma. Dorma Imnu. Hatan returned. Thank you for returning so that we might visit just a brief moment further. It was imperative that Oberlie began to make his phone calls of this day. There are two other points, two other personalities, which I wish to discuss with you so that you might relate the information to those ones. One is that dear, beloved one known as John Swanson, from the area of Mount Shasta. He does not know or understand of his own worth and his own value. He is a beloved, chosen one of our Master Germain. The Master Germain will work through that one as he begins to open up to the realization that he is an integral part of this particular operation. He understands his value in the capacity which he fills, the responsibilities that he carries for the Master of the Violet Flame in that area related and attached to that group known as I Am. He need only understand that even within that group, man has touched the teachings in an extensive way, so that he must always be discerning. But there is no lack of understanding between he and Master Germain. Please relay to this beloved brother of the importance of his connection to our project. He has been a chosen one because he is so valued by that beloved master, and he is quite open to us in the galactic realms. You will continue to send all information to this beloved brother. I would suggest you also send to this beloved brother the meditation tape, so that he might take a few moments from his day and meditate in such a way that will call in one of the brothers, one of the commanders from our fleet. For as he remains open, he will begin to receive also. And the information which will be given to this beloved one will be of great, great significance as relates to the spiritual leadership which will be coming to the surface of your planet. So please relay these messages to that dear one. And I might suggest that you acquire an additional quantity of the tapes, of which you purchased some on the yesterday, as in many instances it will be a superior method of communication and save large amounts of your perceived time. If you would relay this message, please, so that that dear one, John, begins to realize. He already is aware. He simply does not remember fully at this point. But he knows, and he will be receptive and responsive. You will attend to this within your next few days' period of time. Now, I would like to discuss briefly that one known as Richard Emerson and clarify a point. Because Richard Emerson at this point does not realize his value and wishes to be a follower instead of a leader, we have allowed that one known as Alfina to communicate with that one. This one was chosen because her title, her label, if you will, is nearly enough that of our commander, Athena, that he would respond to her without having to face the realization that he is being communicated with from one of our supreme commanders, Athena. He will be quite comfortable as he grows within this realization. Therefore, until he is quite comfortable, our dear one, Alfina, will continue the discourse with this one. But he must know that he is of such importance as, let us say, a spoke within the wheel, that he must grow beyond this one and achieve his status as a link with that one supreme commander, Athena. Do you understand my explanation to you sufficiently, Dorma, that you can relay this message? Or you might allow that one to listen to this portion of the tape in order to relieve Oberly so that he might make his phone calls. I have recalled you so that I might relay these messages to you. I am searching my own data to see if I have covered these extra subjects. It is not for you to try to explain in depth. It is simply for you to allow them the knowledge of the overall plan and how these receivers, these instruments, will be linked with our commanders. And you, little ones, are going to have to grow up through your feelings of inadequacy to meet your commitments. But we see that happening on a daily basis, so do not be concerned. You will grow up beyond those feelings. We appreciate sincerely your standing in readiness to receive. We are communicating very well, and I congratulate you that you're beginning to hear my summons. We must work diligently as brothers, as one, if we are to succeed with our beloved planet. And I say our because I have grown to love this sphere with all my being. And it is a favored place of our most beloved Supreme Commander, Jesus. So in peace and love, I make my departure at this time to return again on this day to see if there are further inquiries to be made of me. I leave you now, my beloved sister and little one, dear one. Salut. Salut. Salut.